Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Melon Cafe podcast. I'm your host, Veronica Charnell. Oh, welcome back to the Melon Cafe. I am Veronica Charnell, and I am so glad that you decided to click on that video on Spotify or Anchor or any of the other podcast platforms. I want to talk about something real briefly. First of all, you know, I'm a journalist, contributor, whatever people want to call it. I'm a member of media. So I created Veronica Charnell Media. We're on Newsbreak and also on Medium. And I have some other things I'm going to do with it as well, because I would love to build a team of writers. So on Newsbreak, something interesting happened, because I set goals, of course, of how many followers I want to reach. That's my analytics. How many views I'm trying to get to. But first of all, I reached my goal with followers. And something really interesting happened when I wrote an article about Social Security. And let me just show you, because I like to also talk about trending topics, a lot of different things. Especially lately, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the government world, so to speak, pertaining to state, local, and federal governments. Ever since Trump left office, or ever since January 6th, something that some people don't want us to talk about. But I often wonder, were they just Republicans who chimed in on my article, or what? Because of their comments. I do understand, being in media, people have the right to their opinion, and you're gonna agree or disagree, it's fine, but it's what you do, and it's how you say it. When you come on my territory, or I like to say my territory, I have a line. I don't tolerate a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff I don't put up with from nobody. I guess because when I reach the age that I'm at and all the stuff I've been through, when a fool come my way, they'll shift immediately. I guarantee you. Some people even continue to try me. So I had to delete some of the comments because of the people, because of what they said and what they failed to read the entire article. People, it's very important to read the whole thing, not just the headline. But I am grateful. I'm going to put, if I can, on the screen. I am grateful for this one article, because I had a goal. I said I wanted my one article. I don't know what article it was going to be. I thought it was going to be the Florida article. That article had 961 impressions. Impressions meaning how many people seen it versus how many people actually read it. I believe that's like close to 200,000. But that's a long, that's some distance apart, so to speak. I don't care. It's the fact that you saw Veronica Charnell Media. You saw my article. You saw the name. And you saw the face on the TizTube, on the app. It's a whole lot better than you not seeing it, right? So I'm thankful for that. Also, if you hear the background noise, there's construction going on back there, and I do apologize. But the show must go on. That didn't reach a million. Not yet. It may still. But the article I wrote about Social Security, I tried to take, I flipped it. I removed negative comments, because some things you should be old enough. You know better. Don't come on my territory being stupid. don't ever do that. So instead of me responding and being nasty, members of media, we can't do that. You have to be careful how you respond to the general public. But I often wonder, was this a slew of Republicans that came in and started acting funny, acting or something? Foolish. Yeah, because the headline says Social Security beneficiaries will receive two checks in September. Now, everything that I write, if you go to Newsbreak and look up Veronica Charnell Media, you will see the link is in my articles where I get it from. It's a credible source. I don't just say something just to be saying it. Media, we can't do that, okay? Especially with the Newsbreak people, you can't do that. So I am thankful for the stats though. I got 1,400 likes. This is the Newsbreak, the app here. 1,400 likes, 367 comments, because I haven't went back over it to see who was being stupid. I deleted some of them, so it's really more than that. But I am thankful for the 2,700, over 2,700 shares in one article. This is the most shared article I have had. And this article reached 1 million impressions. It's probably more than that now. 1 million impressions. 1 million people that I probably have never seen or heard got to see something that I did. I'm thankful. I'm thankful, you know what? For everybody who shared it. Even if it was pissed off and you didn't take time and read, thank you. But when I go into the article, and the code, this is the article. Now. The subtitle says some critics says Social Security benefits should not get excited about getting, as a Social Security beneficiaries, I'm sorry, should not get excited about the additional check in September. So as you go through the article, it's highlighted, y'all. Supplemental Social Security income beneficiary and intermediaries will get two checks in September. And it says the maximum sum beneficiary. This is something that I got from a credible source. I'm getting ready to show you on video. So how it works, Spotify is allowing video podcasting. Cool. If you listen on the other podcast platforms, you just got the audio version. Okay. But if you go to Spotify, I don't know. I may even put this on YouTube. You can see what I'm talking about. Or you can actually go to Newsbreak yourself and see what I'm talking about. When you click on it now, where it says the beneficiary, why this double screen trying to come up on my iPad? Anyway, when you click on it, you see where I get it from. Let me see. Read the full. I got it from CNBC. So some of the, hold up. Let me go back. Because just in case they come up here and they try to say fake news, so I guess they're fake news too. I guess everybody's fake, except Trump. So, CNBC had this right here. So I decided, this is a good story I can piggyback on. Even with two checks, now why is this coming up? Even with two checks in September, supplemental security income benefits fall short. That's their headline. Even with two checks. I don't know why folk felt the need to go in there and call fake news. They said, I saw fake news so many times. And immediately, I had a flashback of that Trump era. I saw fake news. Someday, one of them connected me to Fox News. I'm like, I thought y'all were down with Fox News. Wow. I don't even watch Fox News. One, I think her name was Sherry. I had to block. I didn't block her. Ain't that something? To God be the glory. God has done something to me. I was getting ready to respond to her, but I didn't. Negatively, but I didn't. See, the North in me and the African-American, the Cherokee, or whatever it is, the woman in me was sat up real strong. And I had to talk to myself. I had to say, no. She ain't worth that, because it just shows she can't read. So this was, I had the link in the article here. So I said, I'm a respond to them, but I'm going to let y'all get it all out. I do appreciate them helping me to get to that 1 million impression. That was my goal. After a while, I'm looking to get 1 million page reads. But to see people put in friction, you Fox News, fake news, I'm so sick of them talking about this. So y'all heard it before. What? I'm going to flip that. My article calls some people to call and see if they would get two checks. I said, nah, I wasn't trying to fool. That wasn't my intention to fool anybody. Because I made sure. I noted that in the article. I want to say, how many people did not, all they saw were two chicks and they just took off. So that's something, I said the only reason why they're getting two checks is because there's a calendar, there's been some bank holidays, so that caused it to push it up. So you just get an October check in September for those who fit this. I'm gonna say it again, for those who fit this. It doesn't mean fiction, it's not fake news. Some people even said, check the calendar, check this, check that. But to come into somebody's article and just fly off the handle, to me, I'm like, how old are you? This is something I wanted to talk about. That's one article, but I think I'm thankful that I did reach that goal. I said, you have to set goals for each and everything that you do. Whether it's writing, music, I'm in the music industry as well. Whatever it is, weight loss, building muscles, you need to set goals. So that was one. So when I saw the numbers flying crazy, I didn't get any, it kind of helped to calm me down, but I took it personal because I see what color you are, let's be real, and you see what color I am because my picture's up there. So no, I didn't appreciate that. I mean, I'm not going to bite my tongue either, but I will appreciate that the repubs, if you are a repub, because they have a tendency now of saying fake news everywhere they go. I noticed. I have not heard a Democrat, not trying to make it political, but has anybody else heard the Democrat say fake news as much as we hear the other side? I haven't. The only time I ever heard fake news was when Trump was in office. I didn't hear Bush say that. You know, Bush didn't act like that. He served two terms. I barely remember Reagan because I'm not old, I'm young. But I don't remember hearing little stuff on the news even as a child. This is the first time, and I don't know, American history. I don't know. Those who remember Reagan and the other Bush daddy, he's no longer here. I don't remember. I barely remember Reagan. I remember a little bit of the other Bush, the one that's no longer living. They didn't act like that. And they didn't know. I have never seen the Republican Party act like that until now. So I was like, okay, this is noteworthy. Let me talk about it. And how you can take something that looks negative and like bashing and flip it. Like, well, you know what, darn. You done jacked up my numbers. Thank you. I appreciate for those who like the article and shared it, but there's other things I put on Newsbreak. I even went on and started talking about the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf. He's trying to, I don't understand this. He's trying to give residents of Pennsylvania $2,000 checks because they have a surplus. If you made what? I think it's what, over 80, if you make 80,000 and below. You get $2,000 check because there's some 80,000. You have to make under 80,000 a year to qualify for this. Pennsylvania state government is run by Republicans. They don't want to do that. They feel they should hold the money, even with a $1 billion surplus, hold the money and for a recession. They feel it's a waste, but he wants to just give it. You don't have to pay taxes back on it. You don't do none of that. And the Republicans know that, but they feel this is just foolish. Can you imagine the House and the Senate Republicans blocking giving you $2,000 check because of what they feel and think and that's a surplus from the federal government, and also you pay taxes. I also got a bone to pick. I don't know how folk become Republicans. I don't know how, but to each his own. I would start feeling some kind of way if you vote against helping me. I don't know how y'all feel, or I don't know how y'all upbringing. Because some people are Republicans because of the environment they've been in, because of their parents and what's been passed down for 400 years. So I don't know if that's the reason why. But I was really like, if I was a veteran, because I don't want my video to be too long. If I was a veteran and y'all heard about the gas and different things that affected the veterans. And I'm a veteran and I'm a Republican. And I told my mom this. And you vote against helping me or my federal, what they call it, comrades or period. And yet we're for the veterans. We're for this. The hell you ain't. I will change my political party so quick if I was one, a veteran, and if I was a Republican. Because anytime you vote against giving, or anytime you vote against helping, it took somebody who wasn't in a political office to push you. There's no way I will continue to be a Republican. You would think the United States government would have already had some things in place to help the veterans. What is wrong with this country? It's not only foolish against African Americans, minorities, but how can I say it? All these years I have heard, since I've been on the planet Earth, we support our veterans before, right? And I started thinking, when I heard that, I said, shouldn't they have already had that in place? Shouldn't this have already been in place for them? They put themselves out there. Now, I do understand. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you like it is, because you're going to learn my mouth. Some veterans don't like people that look like me. And we know that. But I don't have a mind like that. I don't have a spirit like that. I don't have a heart like that. But I will be pissed off. And I say off northern style. I have to bring the off and put emphasis on off. I'll be pissed off if I was a veteran and you don't want to help. I will make sure none of them help is getting off. I don't care. I don't care what you say. This is my podcast. I'm going to say what I want. So I didn't appreciate them coming in sliding and do my dough. But I do appreciate them with my other article boosting up the analytics. I don't appreciate how you want to keep and hold things and don't have anything in place. Don't have anything in place for people who needs help. But they'll suck your check with taxes. But when it's time to give back, nah. What is wrong with this country? Damn. So the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, is a Democrat, got something cut out from. Hopefully, with the next election, everybody's eyes will open up. Some ain't. That's fine. And you will start thinking, now, wait a minute now. Did you help me? You said one thing, but you voted this way. Huh. People talk about Democrats a lot. That's another thing they did on my article. They were saying, somebody said another Democrat scheme. They put lies. They put, what else could comment they put? They call it lunch money. I'm like, and I'm looking at how these people look. Oh, I thought I was getting lunch money. That's not funny. There are people in need. That's not funny at all. That's what I'm saying. That's probably why. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. That's probably why certain parties are not diverse as others. That's probably why. And they probably cool with it. Because of what's been passed down for 400 years. Now. So the next time they come and document my article, that's why I had to delete some of them heifers. Yes, I call them heifers. I showed you this, my podcast. Yeah. There's something else I want to talk about, real student loan forgiveness that I wrote. You can read the article in its entirety. We all know what Biden did, his decision. I just wish he had wiped it out completely, because I don't feel like having a balance remaining. How many of you gonna have a balance remaining? I don't have a balance. So many of you have been blessed to knock that thing out. But see, I went to get my master's, my MBA, and I don't have a balance remaining. But I wish he had knocked a lot of it out. And that's another thing. Every time it comes to giving people a break, lifting them up from debt, like you, some of us had to do it. Otherwise, we couldn't go to school. Because you can't get Pell Grants in graduate school. Hello. Some of us don't come from rich parents all the time. We don't have a daddy in the feds, in the government. That could just, everybody's not going to go to the military and have the government pay for it. It's not like that for a lot of us. But every single time, it's about giving people a break. Like, okay, we're going to lift this off you. You know they're going to pay it back in some form or fashion. It's a whole bunch of talk. Do they realize when you work that you are literally taking care of somebody else, whether you're in business or an employee? Every time them taxes come out, you pay taxes, that is taking care of somebody else. That is taking care of a country that's sitting and standing, saying, lunch money, no, I don't want that. No, we can't help you. I'm sorry. If I was, like I said, I'm gonna say it one more again. If I was a veteran and if I was already a part of the Republican Party, I would have switched my party so quick. Cause ain't no pork chop. That's my substituted word. Ain't no pork chop hell way. You not going to help me, and I'm going to be for you. Oh, I'm going to get you out of office. I'm going to do a Stacey down in Georgia. I'm going to make all the you be petrified like the current governor down there in Georgia. You petrified. I will flip the script so bad. Every state that was red would turn blue. Now I'll make it my mission. That's all I'm just saying now. This is the Melon Cafe. And it's this cafe, this podcast is not just for black folk, for those who are wondering. It's for anybody who wants to listen to it. I'm going to voice my opinion. Just like they can be on my little thing here. Call me fake news. Oh, let me do a video. One of them may share it to their group. Let me do it, because I know. Let me do a little video. And I want to also let people know, this is a place, cafe meaning, where you go and sit, eat, talk, chat. This is a little cafe podcast style. If you like what I say, follow, share. Be careful how you leave comments. I don't tolerate certain things. I just don't tolerate.